The epistle for the second Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from Romans chapter 12. Brethren, we have different gifts according to the grace that is given us, either prophecy to be used according to the rule of faith, or ministry in the ministering, or he that teacheth in doctrine, he that exhorteth in exhorting, he that giveth with simplicity, he that ruleth with carefulness, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation, hating that which is evil, cleaving to that which is good, loving one another with the charity of brotherhood, with the honor preventing one another, in carefulness not slothful, in spirit fervent, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, instant in prayer, communicating to the necessities of the saints, pursuing hospitality. Bless them that persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that rejoice, weep with them that weep, being of one mind, one towards another, not minding high things, but consenting to the humble. Be not wise in your own conceits. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 2. At that time there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus also was invited and his disciples to the marriage. And the wine failing, the mother of Jesus saith to him, they have no wine. And Jesus saith to her, woman, what is that to me and to thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother saith to the waiters, whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 measures apiece. Jesus saith to them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And Jesus saith to them, draw out now and carry to the chief steward of the feast. And they carried it, and when the chief steward had tasted the wine, water made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the waiters knew who had drawn the water, the chief steward calleth the bridegroom and saith to him, every man at first setteth forth good wine, and when men have well drank, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and he manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Please be seated. And all they that love thy name shall glory in thee. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, as we continue on in this Christmas season, as I mentioned to you, it runs all the way to February 2nd. These Sundays after the Epiphany, they illustrate the divinity of our Lord. Today's gospel, we see the first miracle that our Lord would perform at the behest of his mother, the water made wine. And I'd mentioned before that the Epiphany means the manifestation of our Lord as God, especially then to the Gentile people. And so on the Feast of the Circumcision, our Lord received the name of Jesus, which means Redeemer. And again, it reminds us of the fact of why our Lord came into this world, that he came to redeem mankind. Again and again, we have this reminder throughout the liturgical year of the purpose of why our Lord came, but then also for all of us to realize that it's not an automatic guarantee for any of us. And therefore, that is why we must call upon the name of our Lord. This name has great power. St. Paul says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, the name every knee shall bend on earth, in heaven, and under the earth. That is the name by which we will be saved. It is the name also that we see the reverence that is shown to it. That is why St. John Chrysostom had said that this name cures all ills. And so it's a good reminder to us, especially as we have the opportunity of the enrollments to the Holy Name. It's a good reminder to us all of how powerful a name that it is in the respect that we need to give to the name of our Lord. Because it is truly the name by which we will be saved. And so from that, we see how Holy Mother of the Church gives us this feast of the Holy Name that we celebrated on January 2nd. But this whole month is devoted to the name of our Lord. And so it's a good reflection for all of us. And if St. John Chrysostom says that it is a name by which that will cure all ills, it is a name we turn to, it is a name that we pray to, turning to our Lord Jesus Christ, asking for this help that we need. St. Bernard of Clairvaux had said, there is nothing like the name of Jesus to calm the storms of anger, nothing like it to repress self-complacency, nothing like it to heal the wounds of the soul, to stem the tide of sensuality, to quench the flames of lust. And so with that, we see St. Bernard clearly spelling out for us how important that our Lord's name is. That when we're suffering from these different temptations, these different trials that we have, we call upon the name of our Lord. And by calling upon that name, that is what will help us. And so that is why then with the Holy Name Society, it is a name, it is a society for the men, one, to give honor and glory to God. That they should understand the importance of this name, and therefore, by showing that reverence to it. But then also from that, it's to help them to labor for the glory of God, to labor for this name, to sanctify Sundays. And it's not so simple as just to say, okay, well, we come to Mass and so we sanctify our day and then we're done. There is more to it than just that. I mean, that is the whole understanding, the whole idea for us to give the reverence and the honor that is due to God, is the virtue of religion. And so therefore, for the men who have families, it is to help their family to give honor and glory to God. And not only just on the Sundays, but throughout the liturgical year, throughout the calendar year. But then certainly it is meant for them to try to avoid taking our Lord's name in vain. And then all indecent language, you hear that with the pledge that they make. And again, obviously, for any of us, we can slip, we can be weak. But if we're working on that, if we're understanding the importance of that name, because we know it is the name by which we will be saved, well, then all the more so should we show that respect to the name of our Lord. And to give that honor that is due to him. As I say, yes, we may have our slips and our, you know, our failings in terms of that, but the effort has to be made. We have to show that, and helping other people to recognize that too. Whether we're able to try to correct someone who uses our Lord's name in vain, maybe prudently it's not the place to do so, we can still make reparation for that. We can still say inwardly the divine praises. We can still try to give that honor that is due to Almighty God. And so that is what then the Holy Name is what it is meant for. When the popes encouraged the Dominican order to take on this task of setting up this society, it is because they wanted the men to understand how important the name of our Lord is, and by how important that it is, the name by which we'll be saved, but then also to help their families to see that too, to guide their families in that, to lead them in the practice of sanctifying Sundays, avoiding to use our Lord's name in vain, or indecent language, crude language, profane language, profanity, trying to help them to overcome that. And that is then an obligation that the men have, one for themselves, but then for their families too. They should be striving to overcome that. If it is a bad habit for them, well, then they need to overcome it. And one way to try to overcome it is by saying the divine praises. Blessed be God, blessed be his holy name. Reminding us of that point. Because this is the name by which will we be saved. And so then it is sad to see how important this name is and how people take it so trivially. Or that they do take our Lord's name in vain. In a way, we can ask the question, why has this name been rejected? And we see that in the Mass of the Holy Name. It says in there, the stone has been rejected by you has become the cornerstone of our faith. So this same stone that has been rejected by you has now become the cornerstone of our faith. And so that is what is so important, one, for the men to build upon that cornerstone. That is how they will sanctify their families. They have that obligation. If they're married, they have the obligation to sanctify their wife. If they have children, they have the obligation to sanctify their children. And so therefore, from that, they have got to show that. And they've got to lead the family by example. And in a sense, by leading their family by example, they lead the parish by example. And so that is why we must be thankful to God that we have the society in the parish itself. Because at least that they are giving the effort to sanctify themselves, to sanctify Sundays. Are they going to be perfect in it? No, none of us are. But the effort has to be there for us. And so that is why it's so encouraging then to see a large number. On Holy Name Sundays, the procession of the men coming in. Or as one had brought up, the fact of when we go out to the cemetery, we can make the full circle around the statue of the Sacred Heart. It is at least the effort is being made. And so through those efforts, God will reward the efforts that we make. And so that is why then we have to try to look at the importance of the Holy Name Society itself for the sanctification of their souls. And then by extension, as I mentioned, because they have the obligation of sanctifying their wife, they have the obligation of sanctifying their children, they lead by example. And so that's why we must understand how important the name of our Lord is. Yes, it's rejected by the world. And why is it rejected? Because they seek their own glory. They don't want to give the glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what we find in the world today. That is why people take our Lord's name in vain. And even in a sense, that is why they trivialize the name of our Lord. Because they do not want to give him the glory that is deserved. And like I said, that is the virtue of religion. That is an obligation of every single one of us. That we have that obligation to give the honor and the adoration that is due to God, and we must give it. And so therefore, let us take this opportunity to reflect upon how important of a name that it is. And then for us to reflect and to see, do I take our Lord's name in vain? Do I use indecent language? Do I use profanity? If you do, clean it up. Make that a New Year's resolution. We're not that far advanced. We're only 2 weeks into the new year. Plenty of time. Make that a resolution for yourself. Because it is something that is asked of us. It is something that is expected out of every single one of us. And so take this opportunity, as I say, to reflect not only on how important the name of our Lord is, but then do you give the proper adoration that is due to God? How do you spend your Sundays? How do you spend your holy days of obligation? Maybe you have to work. But do you give that time to God? Do you give at least an hour to God in prayer and reading? I mean, that is an obligation of every single one of us. So that is how the families must build upon this cornerstone. That they must build upon the cornerstone of our Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the name by which we will be saved. And then that we have at least these men taking the effort to at least join the society and try to work on their sanctification. And therefore, by extension, the sanctification of their families. But all of us must strive for the glory of God. All of us must strive to try to give God what is due to him, what we owe to God. And that truly will be asked of every single one of us. So let us truly try to give and bring this glory to God, to glorify our Lord. Through our actions, through our words, through our speech, let us give God the proper adoration that is due to him. And so as I say, in this month that is dedicated to the holy name, maybe take the opportunity to say the litany to the holy name. Take that opportunity to try to see how important that he is and how important he must be in your own lives. And so when we call upon our Lord in the day of trouble, he will deliver us, and therefore we shall give him the glory that is due. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.